It's bad enough you're stuck in the dark, worried about the fire burning not that far away. At least you can use your cell phone to check websites for PG&E, CAL FIRE, and any safety information you need. Plus, if they evacuate your neighborhood, you'll get a call on your cell or a text with the NXL warning, right? Wrong.
Cell sites don't have backup power during a public safety power shutoff.
And there is no law that requires a backup generator or batteries be kept on site at cell towers, so the service has gone down. A situation State PUC Public Advocate Anna Maria Johnson says is unacceptable.
Having deployable assets come to areas that don't have backup power right now may take 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 days. We don't know where these deployable assets are located and how fast it's going to get to the sites that need it.
Because the cell carriers have fought any regulation that would require that information be provided, and they've fought laws requiring backup power on site. They have a new fight ahead in the form of proposed regulations. Rebecca Corral, KCBS.